The issue of whether or not an individual can overturn a finalized decree is actually machlekes tanoim. Brisa says, Remeya says, there can be two people facing equally grave situations. One maybe is saved from death, and the other is not. The reason why one is saved and the other is not is because the one who was saved had a complete tefillah; he was mechavim properly, whereas the others did not. Rabbi Elazar says the reason one may be saved while the other is not is because the one who was not saved is because he already had a finalized decree against him, whereas the others did not. Rabbi Yitzchak says crying out in tefillah is beneficial before and even after a finalized decree. So you see, it's machlekes tanoim. How do we know that a tzibur can overturn a finalized decree? There's a pasuk which suggests that tshuva would have saved the destruction of Yerushalayim. And yet another pasuk that says that l'chayrat tshuva would have been too late, even with tshuva. So presumably the first pasuk discusses before the finalized decree, the gzar din, and the second pasuk is talking about after the gzar din. And we see after the gzar din it can't be overturned, even by a tzibur. But it says both pasukim refer to after the gzar din. The first pasuk is discussing a decree without an accompanying promise, whereas the second pasuk is referring to a decree with an accompanying promise. This concept was stated also by Rav Shmuel bar Ami, who says that a decree accompanied by a promise can never be overturned, like it's taught to us by a decree accompanying the promise made by Hashem to never forgive the family of Eli for the averis that they did, even if many karbanos are offered. Rav said, although forgiveness wouldn't come about for the mishpachas Eli through karbanos, it would come about through Torah learning. Abaye said, forgiveness will come about through Torah learning and ma'aseh tovim, kemilas chasodim. Rav and Abaye came from the family of Eli. Rabbi, who learned Torah, lived for 40 years. Abaye, who learned Torah and did Gemilas Chesed, lived for 60 years. Abaye said there was a family of Yerushalayim that they would die when they turned 18 years old. Rabbi Yechim Zakeh told him, you must be from Eli's family, learn Torah and you'll live. They learned and they lived longer, and therefore they became known as Rabbi Yechanan's Mishpacha. Rav Shmuel by Inyan, the name of Rav, said, we learn from a pasuk that the decree against a tzibur can always be overturned. In fact, another pasuk says, Dirshu Hashem b'motzeh, we suggest that you have to call out to Hashem when he's near before the decree is finalized. So that refers to a yachid. When is the time that Hashem is near for individuals? So Rav Baravua said, it refers to Aseres Mei Tshuva. The pasuk says Hashem waited for 10 days before punishing Novel. Here the name of Rav said, these 10 days were in the schus that the 10 meals that he gave to David's servants. Rav Nachman, the name of Rav Baravua said, these were the 10 days of Aseres Mei Tshuva, and Hashem was waiting to see if Novel would do Tshuva before punishing him. The Mishnah said, Bereish Hashanah, Kol Baya Oilam, Oivim Lefonav Kivnei Morin. In Bavel, they said, Bnei Morin refers to like sheep that are counted one by one as they're let out of the pen from Iser. Rish Lakish said, it means in a single file, like those walking around the narrow Maron path. And Rabbi Huda, name of Shmuel, said, it means a single file in the way that the soldiers of David will go out to war so that they can be counted. Rabbi Rechana, name of Yechanan, said, even so, everybody's judged with one look of Hashem. Nachum Yitzchak said, this is also what's meant by the pasuk, but in the Mishnah, it says, Hayoitzer Yachad Libam, that the Eibishah gives with one glance, he judges, he's able to judge everybody. Zok, the Mishnah, for 6 months of the year, Bezim would send messengers to inform the people when Rosh Chodesh of that month had taken place. On Nisan, they did so to establish Pesach, on Av, for Tisha B'Av, on El, for Rosh Hashanah, on Tishrei, for the other Yom Tovim of the month, on Kislev, for Chanukah, and Adar, for Purim. When the Beis HaMikdash stood, they would also send out an ear to establish Pesach Sheni. For that, why don't they send out messengers in Tammuz and Tevis for the fast days of Tammuz and Tevis as well? Rav Papa said, these fasts are not obligatory when there is no decree to kill the Yidden. Therefore, they're not listed. The Tisha B'Av is mentioned in the same pasuk as the other fasts, and therefore, so he's saying maybe Tisha B'Av should be treated the same way, so you shouldn't send out an Av for Tisha B'Av either, and yet the Mishnah says that you do. Rav Papa said, Tisha B'Av is treated differently because it's the day of that Nebuch many bad things have taken place for Klal Yisrael. Bryce said of Shimon said he argued in how Rabbi Akiva dashens the four fasts referred to in the pasuk. Rabbi Akiva explained the pasuk as follows. When it says the fast of the fourth, it refers to the ninth of Tammuz, which was when the city of Yerushalayim was breached, and it's referred to as the fourth because it's the fourth month of the year. The fast of the fifth refers to Tisha B'Av because it's the fifth month of the year. The fast of the seventh refers to Tzum Gedalia, which is in the seventh month of the year, Tishrei. The fast of the tenth refers to Asar B'Tavis, which was in the tenth month of the year when the siege on Yerushalayim began. So although they're not listed in chronological order in this pasuk, they're listed in this order because it's the order of the months of the year. Rav Shimon dashens the pasuk differently. He says the fast of the 10th doesn't refer to Asar B'Tavis, rather it's the 5th of Tavis, which is when the Yidden and Gullahs found out that Yerushalayim was destroyed, which was many years after the Churban. So Taka is even chronological order. Rav Shimon says, my way of understanding makes more sense because according to me, the pasuk is in chronological order. Zakumar Rav Huna and Rav Chinina say that Megillas Tainis, which is a listing of smaller Yom Tovim when it was also the fast to make us pay them, they say that Megillas Tainis became Batel. They say that just like the pasuk mentioned earlier says that the fast days are only fast days when there's no Beis HaMikdash, so too these Yom Tovim are only kept when there is a Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Shimon Levi say that Megillas Tainis was not Batel because it's not subject to the same restrictions as the fast, which are mentioned in the pasuk. Rav Kahana asks, the Brisa says that they were once Geyser a fast on Chanukah, which is one of the Yom Tovim listed in Megillas Tainis, and Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua told them that they were wrong for doing so. We see that Yom Tovim Megillah's Tainus continues to exist even after the Churban. Rabbi Yosef said Chanukah is treated differently because there's a mitzvah associated with the Yom Tov, meaning the Menorah. Abaye asked, why doesn't Chanukah and its mitzvah both become bottled? So Rabbi Yosef said Chanukah is treated differently because it publicizes the miracles that took place. Everyone knows about it already, and therefore we don't want to put a stop to something like that. Rabbi Acha Bar Huna asked, in Megillah's Tainus, it mentions that the third of Tishrei is a Yom Tov because on that day the people stopped writing Hashem's name in mundane documents, which led to improper treatment of the name of Hashem when the document was no longer needed. Now, this presumably took place after the Churban, meaning it was set in place for after the Churban, this Yom Tov, and we see that days were still being added for Megillah's Tainus for after the Churban. So clearly then, how can you say that the original days were bottled? It says it refers to the time when the Beis HaMikdash still stood. In fact, remember, the third of Tishrei was already a Yom Tov during the second Beis HaMikdash, because the days of fast, like Tzimt Gedalia, were a Yom Tov when the Beis HaMikdash stood, so why did you have to make another Yom Tov? Rav said they did so that the day before would be also to fast on as well. The day before, which is the second Tishrei, is the day after Rosh Chodesh, was also to fast anyway as the day after Rosh Chodesh. But I said Rosh Chodesh is Deraisa, so Rabbanan never felt the need to make the day before or after Osir as well, because Deraisa ain't Tzrichin Chizuk. In fact, the day before should be also the fast anyway, because it's the day before Tzimt Gedalia, which itself is a Yom Tov according to the Pasuk. As you said, Tzimt Gedalia was instituted by the Nevi'im, not the Rabbanan, and therefore it has the status of the Raisa and Ein Tzrichin Chizuk, so you don't have to make the day before or the day after also to fast or Hesped as well.